Now, if you follow the NBA, you've seen a lot of tenuous and confrontational moments within the chemistry and workings of teams like the Knicks and the Lakers. To be sure, my next guest stars in a TV show which makes the day-to-day life within those teams on and off the court seem like a tranquil lake on a summer day. The show is Hit the Floor, which airs Mondays, 10 p.m. Eastern on VH1, along with being an actor. He's also a film producer, published poet, and more to hear, not too shabby with the culinary skills either. Good morning, McKinley Freeman.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me.
Been checking up on you. I know about your stuff in the kitchen with the soul food and everything, so you got it going in there too, not just in front of the camera. I got the link for Hit the Floor over at our website. You can just go to VH1.com, find it that way as well. McKinley's on Twitter. We got him up there as well. So for someone who hasn't watched Hit the Floor, McKinley, give us a little rundown of what the show is dealing with.
The show follows a fictional basketball team in Los Angeles and the ins and outs of the organization from ownership to, you know, the dancers and the basketball players, agents, all that kind of stuff. And it's woven in a really cool way. And it's, I think, James LaRosa and the writers of the show did a great job of creating this really interesting world. And usually, you know, when people watch the first episode, from there, it's kind of, you know, people are kind of hooked. We try to figure out what's going on. So it's crafted very well. And we have, you know, what I believe is the greatest fans on the planet. They've been so supportive. And yeah, man, the show's great. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to check it out.
I was going to say, you know, it's great to watch a show and say, and get into what's happening, but when you watch Hit the Floor, you get into, okay, what the heck's going to happen next?
No, yeah, it's so funny. At the end of every episode, it's almost, there's those moments where it's like, are you kidding? I have to wait an entire week. Like my sister, she lives back in Champaign, Illinois still. She'll call me after every episode, okay, what happens next? And so it's fun, you know. It's a testament to how well the show's put together and, you know, the job that my castmates do to help make it work, so... it's a lot of fun, and like I said, it's a fun ride. I think entertainment value and everything else, I think there's something for everyone in the show.
Well, you can tell watching the show that everyone who assembles everything, everyone who performs everything cares. You're not just there for the paycheck.
That's so true. I think everyone from, you know, the support that we have at an executive level through Jill Holmes and Maggie Molina at the Viacom VH1 side, all the way down to, you know, our wardrobe people, Blair, Nevin, and Lindsay, they do a great job. So and we're all a team. I think that's the thing that people notice when they show up on set and see us actually working. I think it's very clear to see that we all get along pretty well.
So McKinley Freeman is one of the stars of the VH1 show Hit the Floor, Monday nights, 10 p.m., VH1.com. McKinley's on Twitter as well. We have links to both those situations over at our website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Of course, your character, Derek Roman. Give us a little rundown of what Derek's all about.
Man, Derek seems to be about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, he's the star of the LA Devils, which is the basketball team. And he's got this longstanding kind of love triangle with Asha Hayes, who's one of the dancers on the show. And of course, she's in and out of a relationship with a boyfriend, you know, over the course of the first couple of seasons as well. So there's that, but I think Derek Roman's a guy that, on paper, you shouldn't necessarily be rooting for. He's the guy trying to take a girl from somebody else, and you might, may or may not have, you know, issues with substances at times,
yeah.
But, you know, he's a guy that I think people find themselves rooting for, because I think at a very human level, there's something very admirable about somebody that wakes up every morning and says, I know exactly what I want, and I'm going to go after it, even if that makes other people uncomfortable. And I think, even at the smallest level, there's something about that I think all of us can kind of connect with.
I sat down and was able to watch some of the episodes in the first season, a couple from the second. I've been catching up on some of the ones from this season. And how much freedom or how much of the creativity input have you been able to have with the Derek Roman character?
Oh, it's been... this character is the first time in my career where somebody was just like, you know, because at this point, this is the first series regular job that I had. So at that point, it was recurring, a guest star. So at that point, you know, it's kind of like you show up to the game and they give you all the rules that you need to play by. And you kind of just, you know, walk through them. I think
this is
an opportunity for me that people just gave me the material and said, come up with something. You know, we start in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? So to me, a person who loves to do the hard work and loves to spend time figuring things out, to me it was a tremendous opportunity, and I one that I, you know, from day one to now, that I still don't take for granted, whether it be with auditions that I do get or the ones that I don't, or this show or the next. I treat everything with the same amount of respect, because I think truthfully, you know, if you think about it, people invest their lives to tell these stories, and these, you know, you write things and they pop up on screen and they're gone. But truthfully, like, it could be 10 years in the making, that you know, 6, 7, 10 years for that TV show or that short or that movie to be made. So for me to not have to take it seriously just on that level alone is one thing. But then when I understand the importance of the opportunities as they come, it keeps me grounded and very appreciative of the opportunities to go in rooms and try to book jobs. So.
Tom McKinley Freeman from the VH1 show Hit the Floor Mondays, 10 p.m. Eastern. And at VH1.com on the web, you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. Speaking of time, the season 2, season 3 had some downtime, close to a year. Was there any apprehension coming back? Was it like, okay, is the odometer rolled back? We've got to build up the momentum again? Or were you pretty confident that the fans were going to be there and you're really just going to pick up where you left off?
That's a great question. And me answering that straightly would assume that I had a part or an understanding of the reasoning and the strategies behind it. But what I will say is that, you know, the show was off for 17 months. There wasn't a day that me or my castmates or the show creator didn't get a tweet or a message or an Instagram post asking when the show was coming back on. And, you know, that's a long time to be off the television. But, you know, when the series came back on the 18th of January, people did watch, which I think people don't watch new shows when they come on, you know, but for people to vaguely remember something almost a year and a half prior and to be invested and completely forget about all the time that the show was off, you know, a week or two into the show. I think that's one that's it's a huge, our fans deserve a huge ovation for being so faithful and fanatic about the show. But two, it's also, again, it comes back to the content. And I think that starts with the writers and it ends with the editing. And in the middle is the work that, me and my castmates do.
Sorry, I can only think of one other instance with that where that happened. I don't know if you remember the Ian McShane show was over in England, Lovejoy. And season one ran back in the late 80s, whatever it was. And everyone had their own schedules. They didn't anticipate it to be the hit that it was going to be. And it took 3 years until season two came in. And the people were there, but that's, you really had the blessing of the rare occasion of the fans in the waiting mode. And like you said, it's quality pays off.
Absolutely. It's funny. Ian McShane was in a show on NBC that I really liked that got canceled called Kings. It was on probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. That was a really good show. It's like a side. I actually think Ian McShane's one of the better actors in the world. I think he's amazing. I loved him in Deadwood as well. But yeah, no, I think, you know, we're lucky to have such one, smart people putting the show together, and two, fans that are connected with the things that we do on screen. So that's definitely a blessing.
All right, we're talking with McKinley Freeman from the VH1 show Hit the Floor. It's VH1.com. Find out more. You can watch episodes, too, if you want to catch up from the so far this season, the past two seasons, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You've also done feature films, including most recently Into Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena, and you've done some work behind the camera as well. Are you looking ahead with something like that, sort of like a Ron Howard, Clint Eastwood thing, that thinking that, well, you're not in front of the camera forever and diversification is what gives you the long-term success? Is that sort of your line of thinking with all this?
At the end of the day, I think it's pretty simple. I recognize that a lot of the choices that determine whether I or other people in my situation working out are ultimately mostly out of our control outside of what we do in the rooms. I think writing and producing is the most sane way to maintain peace of mind out here while also staying busy creatively. So for me, I've always been a multitasker. I had two full-time jobs at one point, pursuing acting and acting classes, auditioning and working. And then I also had a full-time job working for IBM doing worldwide marketing and business development plans. I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. So I learned how to live comfortably off of 3.5-4 hours of sleep over the course of probably 6 or 7 years. So now that I don't have that IBM job, I have all this other time. And I drive myself nuts if I just sat around doing nothing. So I'm always, you know, I'm collaborating. I've got plenty of talented friends. And at the end of the day, I think it's just really being willing to wake up and make the time to potentially fail. And that sounds miserable, but really what it is saying, you know, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to put my uniform on, dust my bat off, I'm going to stand at the plate every single day. I'm going to take a swing. Even if there's no pitches coming, I'll use my imagination. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'll make pitches. And I think that's the thing for me as an artist, that, you know, there's always an opportunity to create. There's always an opportunity to be inspired. You just have to at times slow down and pay attention to what's happening around you. And then from there, it's just a matter of choice, whether you make the time to follow up on that thing that, you know, everybody has this. It's not just an acting thing. I think it's a human thing. And there's that thing that's whispering to us quietly, like maybe once a month or every other week, that thing that we really, really want to do, but we just don't make time for it. And truthfully, I think even at the smallest level, you have to make time for it, because that's the thing that is going to enrich your lives in ways that you don't even imagine, you know? So for me, I'm willing to get up and do the work that ultimately could lead nowhere or it could lead somewhere. But in the middle, I just don't really concern myself with that.
But trying is a lot better than I should have tried.
Yeah. No, you know, it's this thing, you know, I played basketball, you know, in college and growing up, Michael Jordan was the person I looked up to. And the thing that he said, it always stuck with me as a kid, is that like, he was more afraid of not trying than he was of failing. And I've always felt that, like, to me, trying and failing is part of life. Like, I mean, the idea that we walk around, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour, the entire time that we're here making perfect decisions is ludicrous. And I think, you know, giving ourselves the grace to be human and learning it and figuring it out on the way, I really do believe that's the whole point, you know?
And I want to mention, McKinley's movie that he produced, Illicit, co-starring Vivica A. Fox. We have to wrap up here, but you have to check it out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on VH1. Hit the floor, check out Amazon. You can find McKinley's two e-books of poetry, volumes 1 and 2, and there's a great story behind those, which you can check out, too, in McKinley's bio. And just spend a little time on some quality TV, because there's a lot of garbage out there. But as far as Hit the Floor, you got some good stuff, and it's characters that catch your interest, make you care, make you yell and scream and talk to your TV screen. And if you're doing it alone, who cares? McKinley, great talking with you. Great meeting you. Have a great continued success with Hit the Floor, and thanks for being here this morning.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the time.